This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
The Orioles are doing it again. Yeah, the Orioles are doing it again. It just keeps on coming. They're calling up another top 50 prospect. Yep, Heston Kjerstad's being called up. It's not every day where you get a chance to call up a top 50 prospect after putting an all-star on the injured list. That's what's going on. Austin Hayes going on the 10-day injured list with a calf strain. And Kjerstad getting the call from AAA Norfolk, where he was hitting .349 with a 1.176 OPS in the first 21 games. Obviously, he played a little bit last year, 13 games. But this guy's been tearing it up, tore it up in spring training, tore it up in early season, and tore it up in our interview when I had a sit-down with him at the end of last season. So had caught up with Heston a few other times. He does have a Baseballs and Boring t-shirt, is part of the family. So we are celebrating his call-up, the 2020 second-round pick for the Baltimore Orioles. We are celebrating his call-up with a Baseballs and Boring on the go. Resurfacing our conversation I had with him at the end of last year. I believe it was in September of last year. And good to catch up with Heston. Good to get to know Heston a little bit. And now you're going to get a chance to know him even more because he is going to be a key part of the wagon that is the Baltimore Orioles. All right, here's a Baseballs and Boring on the go. Heston Kjerstad. All right, man. I should have said this. I always ask this, why isn't baseball boring? There's no wrong answers to this. Since it is this, baseball isn't boring. For you, why isn't baseball boring?
I think it's such a skilled sport, and for people to be able to go and do the things they do is really intriguing and interesting once you know the game. Like the science behind being able to hit a fastball, how fascinating it is that people are able to do that. It's really, really makes you appreciate how good everybody is.
You would say the science. When I hear science, my ears perk up. So have you looked at, like, how deep do you get into that? Into that whole, like, okay, there's watching a fastball, there's hitting a fastball, and then there's a science behind it.
Not too much. I just think it's really interesting to where I truly believe it's the hardest thing to do in sports, and I think for people, for us to be able to go out there, do it, and make it look easy, or make it look like something that anybody could pick up a bat and do, that's what makes it.
Are you a football guy?
Nah. A little bit. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to talk your head off.
No. So the only reason I bring it up is because the guy who might be drafted first, Marvin Harrison Jr., he was on the podcast. He plays for Ohio State, and he said that hitting a home run is harder than catching a touchdown pass. So, I mean, I don't think you're going to disagree with that.
No, right? I'm going to agree with that 100%.
Yeah. So, as we sit here, you know, this is your first round pick, you know, that's a great feeling. And then you have to go through the myocarditis stuff, and then you come out on the other side of it. And as you sit here, it just must feel good, you know, to do well, to be healthy, to be one step away from the major leagues. I know this is a broad question, but still, I mean, I want you to sit. I'm giving you the opportunity to reflect.
And, sure.
Because it can be a whirlwind, right?
Yeah, no, definitely had some highs and lows throughout the past couple years and everything. But, you know, that's all part of the journey. You know, we all hope, and the way you think about stuff is it's always just going to be trending upwards. But, you know, life sometimes knocks you down a little bit and makes you sit on the sideline, and you know that's part of it. There's always some things that you maybe need to learn, or maybe it's just an experience that's going to help you build some new skills that are going to help you conquer your goals in the end. So you know, you just got to take everything in stride, and you know, no matter how good or how bad things are, there's a lot you can be thankful for, or a lot you can enjoy in that moment, and you know, just keep on moving on. And you know, no matter how hard it gets or how good it gets, just keep your nose down, keep working, and keep having fun.
I've talked to a bunch of guys who are drafted very high. Mickey Moniak, 2016 first pick, you know, Bobby Witt Jr., whoever it is. And this is sort of like, okay, you were drafted that high. Like you said, you want to just keep doing your thing, put your head down, and it'll be okay. But when you get that much attention, initially, now you can look back, initially was that hard? Because that's a lot of attention, and everyone's like, hey, you know, you're drafted really high. You got to be good.
Yeah, you know, for sure. But I always come back to the thing where I probably have much higher expectations than what anybody or anyone would put on myself. So I kind of already normally have the bar pretty high. And, you know, for me, I just kind of, you know, shoot for the stars. Like, there's... you're limitless. No matter what you do, just put your head down, work. And for me, it's, you know, just find out how good I can be. Find out how good I can be as a player or even as a teammate and everything like that. So just keep working. And, you know, whether no matter how good you do, or, you know, maybe you don't reach the goals you're supposed to, there's always going to be people that have comments or things to say. But at the end of the day, if you can, you know, reflect on it yourself and, you know, no, you truly gave it your all and you obtained everything you wanted to, that's all that matters. You're the best evaluator of yourself.
It's a great perspective. And when did you feel like you, after you had the sickness, but when did you feel like, okay, I'm back, I'm on track, I feel like the guy I was who was drafted, when did that feel? Because it must have been sort of like a moment, and you're hoping for the best, and then boom, there it is. Was there that moment?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I needed some time after having so much time off and everything, just to get back into the flow of things, get back in the baseball and everything. Probably a little bit towards the end of last year, towards the end of that season, and then for sure hit my stride last year in the fall league. You know, I just kind of got things rolling. Really, really felt like I kind of hit a point where I was better than I was before. And you know,
that must have been a good feeling,
yeah,
right?
You know, that's what you're always searching for. You know, I just, you know, every day I just try to compete against myself and see if I can be better than the player I was the day before. And you know, at the end of the day, that's what you're always striving for. Some days you aren't successful, other days you just keep beating yourself, and that's what you want to keep trying.
Is it, I, you know, like, I know that like it's one day at a time and everything else, but you're sitting here, we're sitting here, you're one step from the majors. You know, you're seeing guys left to the left of you, to the right of you get called up. I mean, it's a cool thing, right? You know? I mean, it must, the dream, it kind of makes you feel like the dream isn't that far away.
Oh, for sure. You know, a majority of these guys have played in the big leagues on this time. If they haven't, they're about to. And, you know, just being able to be alongside some of those guys and then see what they go do in the big leagues, or maybe it's guys you even played against, you know, it's really, really cool to see that. You know, everybody's at that point in their careers to where, you know, at any moment you could be the next guy.
Yeah, you just saw another one today.
So. Oh yeah, for sure.
And I was just talking to your manager when we were doing the anatomy of telling guys they're going to the big leagues. The Adley's video, man, like so. I mean, any time that he calls anybody into the manager's office, do they think, is the iPad set up? Is it?
Yeah, you know, I've never really looked into that, but that's something they normally do. You know, they always got to get a video of it or whatever. Yeah. So there definitely is probably a little bit of an art or a skill to it for sure.
Yeah.
And the last thing is, we ask, this is the other only question that we ask, is what is the weirdest thing you sign? Now, the reason I asked this, I was at the All-Star game, and a guy in your organization, Jackson Holiday, he was the one, I said, well, what's the difference? He's like, I sign weird stuff. And then I asked the next thing, and next thing I know, I was asking Jeremy Pena.
Yeah.
Friendly. He said, yeah, I signed a welder's helmet. You know, I signed a toaster. It's a prosthetic limb. If you don't have one, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if you have a good one.
I've signed someone's iPhone before.
Okay.
Like, just the back of their iPhone, no case. And then the most recent one, I signed a sock.
That's a good one.
I'm hoping it was a new sock.
The logistics of that seemed...
I don't know. The dude was at the stadium, and that's all he had. And I was like, all right, like, awesome.
Well, that's top five.
Yeah,
good job. All right, well, thank you for taking the time.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.